This is the October 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 44 for property ID 11789304. The property is owned by Ryan and Yumi Arnold. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The property was purchased for $790,000 in December 2024. The appellant's evidence included a home inspection from 2024, and the appellant submitted five comparable sales. Property ID 18957600 sold for $699,900 in December 2024. Property ID 986067623 sold for $983,835 in December 2024. Property ID 18978306 sold for $719,000 in December 2024. Property ID 11825560 sold for $620,000 in April 2025. And property ID 18626800 sold for $675,000 in September 2024. The assessor's evidence included six comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending the assessed value be reduced to the purchase price of $790,000. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 21st hearings. 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 42 for property ID 12296044. The property is owned by David Cheney. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Dave here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Me?
Yep, Dave. You. Sorry.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Do you swear or raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, you can put it down. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. By the way, I did see something in the invite that said I should have received, a paper mail. I didn't get anything in the mail. So hopefully what I'll try and do is represent what I remember about the materials I submitted. So during the reval process, my house, as I looked at the characteristics, had changed. It went from about 2,900 square feet up to something like 3,300 square feet, which was a pretty big surprise to me. And it grew another bedroom and another bathroom. So I spent some time talking to your folks at the, and I realize, again, this is a volunteer organization or not part of the assessor's office anyway. But I did talk to somebody at the assessor's office, one of the appraisers, and basically got a better understanding that my half bathroom had been promoted to a full bathroom, but they did correct the square footage. And my best guess on that was they had scraped data from the web to get that number. Because I found, you know, I went out to realtor.com and some other things, and they had data that contradicted what the assessor had when they created the original evaluation on the floor plan for my house, which is correct. I haven't done any renovations or anything like that. So I believe all the characteristic data has been corrected, including the square footage of the lot. And I also recognize this is part of the six-year reval, and you know, everybody in my neighborhood has jumped up a bit. We also got some corrections that my house used to have a partial view, but they've built out the rest of the neighborhood. Now I can just see the neighbor's backyard. So So what I did is I sent in some sales comps for the last about year and a half or so. And based on that, I came up with a possible revised valuation. And I do think, even with my understanding of your changes based on the characteristic changes, that you still have the house valued, not you, they still have the house valued higher than what I could actually sell it for. But I think that's pretty much it. Is that so you see in the appeal?
You got the notice from them that they lowered it to 914. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, that they had lowered it to 914. I did get a phone call about that, yes. I didn't get anything official, though.
Oh, you should have gotten a mailing from them that lowered it from 934 down to 914, and I presume that's because of the changes in the nomenclature of your house.
Only a verbal conversation on the phone, so okay. I'm glad to hear that from you.
I'm pulling it up now. So it looks like they offered to lower your value to 914,128. And they said it was because they removed your view.
Right.
And basically what you discussed on the phone, it sounds like.
Was there another question there?
No.
No.
No, it's just showing you what they sent out. They should have sent it out to you by email. So
do I reach out to them and ask for a copy of this, or what do I do? It looks like I'm supposed to sign.
At this point, you would have needed to sign before the hearing, but we can consider this in our decision if you agree with this value in their decision, but you can also... If you want it lower, you have the opportunity to talk about that too.
Yeah, you asked for 850. Are you happy with the 914?
Well, I mean, it's certainly better than nothing. I'm not. This is the first time I've ever challenged a valuation, so I'm not really too clear on what the process is. I still think, based on what I've seen of recent sales of neighboring houses, that's probably more than I could sell the house for. But, I mean, I'll certainly take any kind of improvement. So can I ask for your recommendation as people who see these types of challenges all the time? I get the sense that everybody in the neighborhood jumped up by quite a bit, and that perhaps that's as good as I can expect.
Well, it's whatever you believe based on what you've seen. It's your option to say what you want, and then we will view your information, view the assessor's information, and make a decision, and then you'll get that in a written notice within 30 days after this hearing. So if you want to push for more, you point out the things, and you have three comparable properties here, and if you want to point out all the things on that particular sheet that you believe makes your property worth less than what the assessors offer, that's your prerogative. And then, like I said, we'll take all that into consideration, and we'll make a decision and send you a letter.
So...
It sounds like you don't have this information available to you right now.
I don't have it available to me. The stuff that I sent in, yeah, I don't. I wasn't quite clear on what time this hearing was supposed to occur. It gave me a 2-hour window. So, yeah, I don't have that at my fingertips right now.
All right. Anything else you want to say or add to
No, your discussion? I think at this point, well, actually, I have a question for you. My initial concern about this was knowing that, so I did some work with the assessor's office years ago. I got a basic understanding of how they operate. So I am familiar with the 6-year reval cycle. I kind of got the feeling in my initial engagement with them that they might be using some kind of AI tool to go out and search the web for data for doing their revals, looking for characteristic updates. That makes me pretty uncomfortable. Rather than using their own valid data, they seem to be turning to third parties without any vetting. Is that an unfounded suspicion, or do you think there's truth to that?
Well, what they do is they do have an automated program, and they take all the sales that have occurred in the past 12 months prior to January 1st of 2025, take all the sales that have occurred in the county, and they put that into a database, and using a program that they've purchased, an outside program that then takes that database and sets up parameters in there. And then your property, all the characteristics of your property is fed into that database, and that database then provides a value for your property. So it would be, you know, square footage, the number of bedrooms, the size of the lot, the location, all those things get fed into it, and then that program spits out a value for your property.
So I guess my point is the data that they were relying on initially before I corrected the characteristics was not accurate data, nor was it pulled from the county records. It was pulled from someplace on the internet. My best guess on that is the people I bought the house from back in 2016 probably got into Realtor.com or Zillow or something like that and tweaked the numbers a little bit, which they could do. They could make it a 20,000 square foot house if they wanted. But why the county would blindly trust data like that, that's just a little odd. So I guess that's information maybe more for you going forward in other challenges.
I don't know. Theoretically, they're supposed to pull the data from their own database of what they have viewed as a property. They're required to view each property when they're set up, and then they recheck that periodically. And the 6-year cycle, they're supposed to drive by and see that, you know, the house didn't get an extra story built on it or an extra room or something like that. They don't, on that 6-year cycle, do not examine every house in the interior. So they wouldn't know if there's a change on the interior.
Yeah, so basically...
I can't answer your question as to why they changed the parameters on it. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe something to keep in mind for other challenges from other people. One of my neighbors had kind of a similar issue. We were chatting about it over recycling bins. One other thing that I just thought you might find interesting, I thought, well, if they're using AI, I'm going to use AI to pull together my sales comps, because as you know, it's kind of hard to find valid sales comps within the right date range. And I ran it through, I don't remember which one of them, and it came up with a terrific list of 5 sales comps within the past 2 years. And I thought, boy, this is great. I'm going to submit this with my submittal, the stuff you guys are looking at. But then I thought, you know, I better double check the data and include links to Zillow or whatever to show exactly what, you know, where the data comes from. I was very surprised to find that none of those addresses actually existed. So it was, yeah, 123 Main Street, no such address exists. Holy crap, I'm glad I didn't send that in.
All right.
So you may see some of that.
All right, if there's nothing else, any questions, Lisa or Terry?
Yeah, Dave, Terry Hagberg, with just a point that the comparable worksheet you submitted, it's helpful for us if you would adjust each of the differing values between the properties and come up with a final adjusted value at the bottom so that we'd have more insight into your thinking of how these comparables would vary and affect your home price. That's just a point, and I'll make that comment and leave it there.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. I was trying to follow the guidelines as precisely as possible and not answer questions that weren't asked, but that you're right. That would make that clearer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would help. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. You don't
Thank
hear
you so much for your... Days. Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Close the hearing.
This is the October 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 53 for property ID 177235084. The property is owned by Dylan Hensley. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Dylan here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. I have never done anything like this before. I have never really had any reason to question the value of the property assessment each year. No question about it in years past whatsoever, but I think what we're seeing here is pretty much a 10% year-over-year increase, which is not consistent with what the real estate market has shown in the local area. So I'm just really questioning where that comes from, and I know that the county obviously has supplied with their own numbers, but at that same time, I looked at a house that was just down the street from me. And I have the smallest house in Quail Crossing. It's the smallest house in that entire neighborhood. And my, according to the county, my price per square foot was being calculated at a higher price than what my neighbor's was. So I just don't really think that makes sense. I mean, unless the county is saying that they've been wrong in the past and they just felt like they needed to make it up all at once. But real estate has not gone up 10% from 2024 to 2025. All right, that's what I'm struggling with.
They are making somewhat of a catch-up adjustment because they were low last year, but maybe not all of that. Mm-hmm. Did you get the response from the county?
Yeah, I did. I looked that over. I mean, Look, I'm not a professional at this in any way. I'm just, again, questioning the 10% rise year over year. And if there's a bit of a catch up, then I suppose to some extent that makes sense. But I'm just going off of the resources that I have. Clearly, I've had no professional support here. I don't have lawyers. I don't have real estate agents, nothing like that. Just trying to take a stab at it to try to understand how we're seeing a 10% year over year increase.
So Dylan, if you appeal again next year, there's a form that you should use that I'm assuming you pulled these forms, your petition off online, you got it online, printed it off, and correct. There's a form you use that allows you to show comparable properties, giving all their statistics, size, bathrooms, mm-hmm. bedrooms, so on. And that's much more helpful to us in making a comparison between your property and comparable properties, and it needs to be sales, and they need to happen within the last year, not, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. So I just want to give you that mm-hmm. information if you ever are appealing again.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions on this one, though.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, I think the last thing I would just say is I'm not saying that property hasn't gone up. I just think it hasn't got up to that extent. So I think maybe it should be reevaluated to see if maybe it's even just a few thousand less than what's being proposed, because that just, it's shocking.
Okay. I don't have to.
Where did these things come from that you have on this one sheet that shows sale date and sale price and all that? Where did that come from?
I mean, everything that I submitted is just from Zillow.
Okay.
And the pending sales and the listed for sale, we can't use those values. It has to be sold properties, and it needs to be within the last year rather than one of them you listed was from 2019. So keep that in mind for next year too.
The ones up in the black and are look like to be valid sales, but you see those, Lisa?
Yeah, I see them. Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled those up in Property Information Center with property IDs. They are sales.
I don't have any further questions.
Okay.
I don't either. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you all for your time. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Close the hearing.
Cool. This is the October 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 46 for property ID 117-898-214. The property is owned by John and Margaret Jolsonette. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have both John and Margaret here for the appellants. If you could both please raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
We do.
We do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. I appreciate it. Hey. So first of all, once again, we are excited to be able to talk to you guys because we want you to have fun because we know how sticky these could possibly be. And we're into fun. So what we decided to do is we just ended up using the same playbook that the assessor's office was doing and try to find houses in our price range. Do you know that older houses don't sell as high sometimes as newer houses? And so we ended up going and looking at the houses that were as close to our property of 1979 as we could get. So yes, you can see on my comparable property sales worksheet, I've got one that's 97, which is 8 years newer, 99, which was 10 years newer, and then 2001, which is 12 years newer. And they were still under what my current property tax was. Now, I looked at the comps that the assessor's office did, and I got really tickled because when they sent me the counter offer, it was the exact same numbers as the previous numbers. They were not looking like they were interested in negotiating. So it ended up that I took the numbers that they had, and I said, okay, I agree based upon their comps that they're probably right on the land. And so I said, okay, I'm going to keep the land prices exactly the same. So you'll see that my appraisal says it's going to be $367 for the land, and that's a 1% increase over last year, and that's great. Now, can you see the pictures, the ones that I sent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes. You can see what I look out the backyard, and you'll say, gosh, well, you really have a lot of trees back there. Guess why I have a lot of trees back there? They keep the soil from going downhill. I've lost about 3.5 feet of soil since I've lived in the house for the last 20 years. So at this rate, I think I can make it all the way to death, but maybe the next guy will have to, you know, live down the hill. And it's a vertical drop. Can you see the second one from the base of the hill up?
Yeah,
pretty exciting, isn't it? Yep, that's what we keep on doing every time we get down there and say, oh, Lord. Blackberries, you just keep on going and doing your thing. So that's what we've got. And then it ended up that I said, okay, well, you know, the tax assessor wants about a 1% increase on property taxes a year. I'm good with that. So I put in a 1% increase on my house structure, and that what raised it up to 317,830. So I ended up, that's what I did. Instead of taking the appraisal, which the appraisal says, no, your house went up by $80,000. I say, yeah, no, I don't think so. But who knows, you know. So that is what I've got. Do you have any questions on any of the things that I have? I have numbers and everything.
They give you a view adjustment of $40,000. Do you see the Salmon Creek green belts and all that, or do you just
Well, I can't because I have to have the trees there. I thought about cutting all those puppies down, but then I realized that the less foliage I have at the top of the hill, the more opportunity I have to fall down the hill.
And the county doesn't for us to cut down.
Oh, yeah, trees. And they
there's a fence there. Are they on your side? There's a fence there. So are they on your side of the fence or on the other side of the fence?
Our property extends beyond the fence, but it's just a straight downhill, as John said, and the trees are holding what soil we have.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have
really
a view of trees.
You really don't have a view of Salmon
Creek. Not of the creek, not of the greenway.
Yeah.
Not like our neighbors do.
Yeah.
What do you have a view of then?
The trees.
And when the leaves all fall off the trees, we can see some of the greenway and across, but that's just in those winter months.
Yeah. But we like that because
we have privacy.
Yeah. The next door neighbor is on the other side of the hill. Well, we're okay with that. But if you say, well, gosh, you've got a beautiful view outside your house. Yeah, we do have the trees, but you know, we're more interested in keeping our house on top of the hill than on the bottom of the hill.
Have you talked to the assessor's office about the view issue and shown them the pictures?
I didn't know that that was even an option.
No, didn't know that was the thing.
Don't they have the same pictures? I sent them the pictures
also. They do, but, you know, they're looking at thousands of houses.
Okay.
Well, I see. Yeah.
Okay.
No, we didn't even know that was a thing we could do.
Yeah. So that's what, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine. But you see what we have to deal with. I wish that I could do more to the hill to stabilize it, but the city doesn't want you to, you know, change a lot of that stuff. They've actually fined our neighbors for cutting their trees down.
Oh,
we just let them fall
reason
over.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a half acre if you could include the hillside, right?
Exactly.
That's
exactly
it. Yes,
so
yes.
Really half of our property is vertical.
Yeah.
I have fallen down the vertical. I just want to let you know that. I have
and
experienced.
It
was like a luge. I was trying to plant plants and it was muddy. And the next thing I know, I lost my footing and I was going down fast. And the only thing I had to, as a break, was my spade that I was using to plant the plants with. So I was trying to put that into the ground to slow down. Woo, baby. I'm glad I was going feet first instead of head first.
I have a property that's similar to that, except I have a break in the middle where they had an old power line access road in there, so it levels off and then goes down again.
Yeah, that would be exciting. But the nice thing is that, you know, if something happens to me, somebody on the trail will probably hear me groaning at the very bottom of it. I mean, there is that benefit. In fact, I even thought about if the house does fall down the hill, I'm just going to set up a toll booth, you know, for all the people walking on the trail. What do you think of that?
That's legal, but, you know.
I know. It's good. It's good. That's close to my property.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
So you came up with 762 based on your... No. What'd you come up with?
So my thing is 684,830. Yeah, 684,830, 1% increase on the land, which I concur with from the assessor's viewpoint, and then the building was 317,830.
But you don't agree with a $40,000 addition for the view?
No, I think that's ridiculous. You know, hey, if I had a view.
We don't even have a view, yeah.
No, we have a vertical incline that is... I like it because of how we don't have a close neighbor.
Yeah, it's private.
Mm-hmm. They'd have to be very tall. They'd have to be at least 100 feet tall to look in our backyard.
Okay.
But they can't climb up the blackberries.
No.
Because And you don't want to go down the Blackberry route either. That's very painful. Yeah. I've had to do that to go and fix some of my drainage pipes. So.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I don't have any other questions.
All right. I have no further questions.
And no questions for me. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank
you'll hear from us. Me. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you guys. Allison, you're the best. Now it's on really. It's been recorded. So good job.
You
keep up that good work.
I'll make sure my husband listens to that recording too, so everyone knows.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, we appreciate it. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is the October 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 47 for property ID 11053-9196. The property is owned by Helen Fong. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Helen here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for meeting with me. I would like to address the data that the assessor has provided first and then go into my original data that I pulled from the city of Vancouver. So the assessor provided five property, and I have shared the information and highlighted in red where they are significantly higher or lower than my property. If I don't know if I could share or in this WebEx, can I share my screen? Okay, cool. Share content. I'm just gonna share this. Okay. Okay, well, hopefully you guys can see this, right?
Yes.
So this is my property, and make it a little bit bigger, sorry. And as you can see, right, this one is $220,000. The assessor have assessed my place to be $220,000. And then the significance is a lot smaller, but if you take a look at other places where this one is a lot less, and then they added a lot more. And then I also have indicated the square footage where they are lower. But if you take a look, the increased value and the decreased value that they have submitted is not equivalent. And on top of it, like this place, they have four full baths. And it is 8,000 something that they subtracted off the value, while I have two half baths and that was only subtracted 4,000. There is no way in the market that you could get two additional baths for $8,000. So this is just some example, but I have highlight that. For example, like this Fair Plus, they subtracted was a lot less comparing to other thing when there's more and better. I have voted in a letter that I have included explaining each one of them on the reason why I think the assessed value is not equivalent and not a fair one. If I now go over to my, is there any question before I move on to the other data points?
Sure. No, go ahead.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. So this is the, hopefully now you see a Excel spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, great. So I did a comparison on things that are equivalent, and I did similar thing, right? I highlighted where I am exactly, my property is exactly the same as comparative. They are in blue. Things they are better than me, they are in green. For example, this comparative property value, this one is a duplex and it's same fair condition and average, I mean, fair construction quality and average condition and et cetera, and what their value was. And then I did a, and then I take a look at their 2004 data and their current 2005 data. And this data is pulled from the city of Vancouver. Out of my five comparison, I also pulled five comparison. Comparison four is only one that has one that is better than my property. They are considered as fair plus. And what their current value in on City of Vancouver website was. All this data was pulled from City of Vancouver data. That was the sale value and et cetera like that. So that lead me, I averaged it and come up to the value that I have asked the board to approve on.
These are assessed values?
I go to the city of Vancouver when I pull up my property and then, this is the link that I pull it from. I used this link from city of Vancouver to gather the data. Let me see. Sorry, I can't read really well. And I looked at, let me make it bigger.
I can read it.
Okay.
So it's Clark County that you pulled it from.
Yes, I pulled it and I clicked on the, my eyesight is really bad, so I can't quite see. Okay, then I click on the property information center on the left-hand side to gather all this data.
So were these homes that were sold, or condos or duplexes that were sold in that time frame, or were you looking at the assessed value on the right-hand side?
This right-hand side may be assessed the value. Let me copy it and then bring it up. They might be assessed the value, or it could be sold data. I just pulled from you guys' website while they said, but on the bottom of the website, I did pull sold value. So maybe around 10 or 12 were sold between 2024 and to early 2025. Again, all this property were data that pulled from the City of Vancouver website to find my average value to be fair. Let me see. Okay, I'm not sure why. Is it a
yeah, those are all assessed values in there.
Okay. So the top, okay, then it's assessed the value, and these are the sold value, and here are the property sold date.
Mm-hmm.
So I have submitted my my rental informations and etc. As you can see, one of my tenant has been there for 10 plus year, and I barely raised any rent on him. And last year was the first time I provided the original lease and the last year my property management company recommended a increase. I have tried very, very hard to don't increase if they stay, right? And to keep the margin low and not waste the property, the rent on my tenant. But if we continue to have significant increase and not really at a fair comparative, it's very difficult for a one person landlord, I only have one place in Vancouver, to be able to sustain.
I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, I do neither. So
no, I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for
your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the October 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 43 for property ID 98603-9773. The property is owned by Patricia and Jeremy Morse. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Patricia here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I swear.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
So the increase year over year this past assessment was a 14% increase in the value of the property, and I provided some support. Overall, you know, there's not an exact duplicate of my house being sold within the last year. The estimates I think that the county provided were as close as they could get, plus adjustments. I think similar in my respect. My concern is just like it's just a 14% increase, and if you look in general over the last year with the market, it's gone down actually in the past 8-9 months by 8% or so. Even the last few months, it's gone down 2%. So a 14% increase is kind of impactful in the market today in the value, and it's really hard to, you know, adjust based on market every year, but a 14% increase is quite large, I guess, really. If you look at market percentage changes, it does fluctuate, and there was a time period with where everything was taking off, but it now seems to be softened and going down. So I'm just kind of mitigating my financial impact and the valuation of the house, because I do plan to be here for quite some time, and 14% is a lot.
So did you get the information from the county with their comparable sales?
I did. And it's similar, you know, like they provide a house and then they say, well, you have a better lot. Here's $40,000 increased value. So it's like, you don't really have an idea of how they, and I'm not a real estate agent. I'm a CPA. I just see the numbers. I don't know how they develop them. So I don't have that experience to know what $40,000 based on my lot location and that value is specifically. I just see fluctuations in market value in the generalized in the area, and 14% increase isn't kind of representative of the overall market, and that's just what I see.
I mean, I noticed on the county's comp too, the lot size was considerably bigger, but they still added $5,000. They only took off $5,000. I mean, I couldn't quite figure out some of their adjustments.
Our lot is relatively tiny over here.
Their first comp sold for $695 and 12 of 24, but it's a little bit smaller. The one suggestion I would make for you, you gave us this piece of paper where you just have the five sales. Oh. Mm-hmm. There's actually, if you pulled your application off for online, there's a comparable sales sheet that you fill out, and the left-hand column is all the information on your house, and then all the other columns are for your comps, and you go into a lot more detail. You know, land size, is it a two-story or one-story? How many bathrooms, how many bedrooms? And it really gives us a much better comprehensive idea of the comparisons. So you might want to keep that in mind if you're appealing next year, which I wouldn't be surprised if you are appealing next year.
Okay. So
it's a lot more comparable to what the county did in terms of the detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember if they sent that out. I mean, they don't send that out originally. They just sent that out as the response, right? So.
Right. That was their response.
Yeah. Okay.
But on the Board of Equalization site, that's where you get the application and the worksheet for you to fill out. So, okay. And there's also a column there that for you to make the adjustments, and you don't need to worry about that since you're not an appraiser. You know, we don't expect you to understand, but to know how much more it is if you've got,
I don't remember seeing that. Okay.
And that one says the adjustment column, just ignore that.
Okay.
You know, you don't know what the difference is in two bathrooms or two and a half bathrooms, whatever. So,
I see that the data you gave us that might be fine for those individual houses, but we don't know the characteristics of those houses. You just did a per square foot calculation and valued yours the same, so we don't know whether it's a two story, a ranch, or and whether it has 10 bedrooms or three bedrooms and so forth. So.
You need
to fill out that schedule that she was talking about, so we can compare the qualities and characteristics of each house to make sure there's not major differences.
I could see that. It had been 5 years since I purchased a house, so I'm not used to seeing those comps and adjustments and that visualization. So when they sent out the basis for their value, it made more sense, partly of the adjustments, except for I think I remember seeing one being upped by 40,000. I can't recall off the top of my head, but I could see that being more helpful.
Well, they would adjust for instance size wise of square footage, and if one person had a basement and another one didn't, you have to adjust for that. And then the effective year built, for instance, yours was built in 2020. And the first one on their sheet was built in 2014. So they adjust for that to make that difference in the value based on the year built. So there are all kinds of things that they do that. And like Lisa said, you don't have to do that calculation. We would visualize that and make a mental adjustment in those if you put those characteristics down for each property that you're comparing it to. Similar houses in the same neighborhood, so you can get comparables pretty easily. Others are much more difficult, but anyway, if they're in a housing development.
Yeah, I can see it being a little bit harder these days because nobody is wanting to move because all of us have very great interest rates. So market sales are, it's challenging, you know, because when a house does go for sale, there's not a whole lot, so that pushes, you know, temporarily the value, but as the interest rates go down, the market value of the houses go down, which is why we're seeing a 9% or 8% decrease, you know, in the past 8 or 9 months in the area. Unfortunately, you know, at the time of the valuation, 14% increase over the year is what kind of was dictating it. But unfortunately for me and my tax budget for the next year, that's impactful, even though it's decreasing, unfortunately. But
well, we understand that the county was somewhat undervalued last year. The assessor is supposed to value each property at the fair market value at the date of assessment, which means that's what you can sell the house for. And apparently he came in short last year, so some of that may be a makeup from last year and not necessarily the year over year adjustment.
Okay,
you'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. Good luck in the rest of your calls this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is the October 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 51 for property ID 11789-3536. The property is owned by Peter and Lori Ryan. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Peter here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Yes. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, so you have all the data in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things. I did read the response that I got, that we got, about why they denied it, essentially. And they essentially denied it because they said that the comps we sent were not valid comps. And they said, and they found a new list of comps. Well, on that accord, their comps are 2 to 3 years old. And then they stepped them up by a large value. Much of the step up on their comps is based on the assertion that their properties are good plus, and ours are very good, which is subjective. And so they're using financial data based on subjectivity. They also use a MLS listing from 2012 to document that our house was good plus. And in that listing, and they put in their response that there was $250,000 worth of improvements. So how has that been verified? Because I live in the house and that's just not a possibility. So I went to the county and looked at where that could have possibly come from. And there was a permit issued for a remodel of the bathroom, of the master bath, which was a full remodel and a small addition. So that's been verified. And the estimate on that was $30,000. So I'm not sure where the rest of the 250 came from. And by the way, that's unverifiable. So why is the assessor allowed to use 13-year-old unverifiable data? That was one of my concerns.
Is that on your property?
Yes. That was submitted to us in the response. The other thing is, on that listing, they have the square footage exaggerated, and they had the 250 upgrades, which I live in the house, so we have the original HVAC, we have the original windows, of which several are popped, we have the original plumbing and electrical system, none of that's been changed, we have the original door siding. So the major improvements are still original. Thank God our HVAC is still good, because that's going to cost $25,000 if it goes out. But the simple fact of the matter is, and they submitted pictures, the master bedroom, bathroom, I'm sorry, was fully renovated. So I have no issue with that. I don't know where the other money went that they're stating. And it's based on an unverifiable advertisement for the sale of a house. So that's one of my major beefs. The other thing is they're using that to justify that this house is considered very good against other houses that aren't. And I don't know how they verify that either. I'm not talking about square footage. I'm not talking about lot size, because that's easy to verify. But many of their adjustments are based on a step up of 2 or 3 year old comps that they used, and this very good versus others aren't very good. Secondly, the comps the comps that I provided are much more recent, but they wanted to eliminate those because they didn't like the fact that those comps weren't, I'm not sure what. One had a smaller garage, another one I have no idea. But the problem I have with this whole process is the assessor basically says, this is what we came up with, and what you come up with is either no good data, and we can eliminate it, and our data is good because we say it's good. So that's the concern over the general comparison. Now, unfortunately, for all of us in this meeting, two beautiful comps sold in the last few months. One is 200 feet from my house, and one is 300 or 400 feet from my house. One is identical, and it's a perfect comp. It's the same square footage, built the same year, same lot size. And that one is 4800 Northeast 140th Circle. And I've actually been in that house because I went to the open house. That one sold for 937. Okay. It's what I would consider a pretty perfect comp in terms of square footage, lot, and whatever it looks like. There's also another comp sold 150 feet from my house, 411 Northeast 137th, and that sold for 892, and that's a complete remodel. New roof, new windows, new doors, new kitchens, new bathroom. And it is smaller, I agree with that. But so I was trying to present current data, and they're using 13-year-old data and 3-year-old data where the spike occurred after COVID as comparisons to this property, and that's what I'm having a problem with. And finally, in my argument, the assessed value of this house, which is not near the largest or the best house in the neighborhood, is more than any house has ever sold in this neighborhood. So that's what initially signaled, well, what's going on? Because no house has ever sold for $988,000 in this neighborhood that was built in 1994-95. Even larger houses. So, and the reason I tried to stay in the neighborhood is one of them was in a newer neighborhood, but this neighborhood, the lots are the same size, they're built around the same year, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the kind of data. Now they say, the assessor said, I didn't present any data. So, you're more experienced with this than I am. I'm just giving you the overview of why I questioned this. And there's been a great acceleration in the last couple of years. Hey, my wife and I are retired. We're fixed income. And the reason we looked at that is because we're seeing these assessed values accelerate rapidly, but we weren't seeing the sales prices accelerate rapidly. It says Lisa Bodner got cut out or something.
Maybe she's gone for a moment. I see she's muted.
Oh, okay. It says unverified. I'm not sure. Okay, that's my general presentation. Do you have questions? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, Peter Terry Hagberg here, and I'm curious what approximate value you put into that house. You said you made improvements in the last year.
No, no, we, No, we haven't. No, I mean, well, let me see what improvements we made in the last year. We put in, we took out some carpet and put in some composite wood floors in the bedrooms, and that was about $7,000.
Okay. I believe you said, I missed the date or the timeline, and you had a master bathroom that was totally
added. The previous owner added it, and that was on the county, and the county value on that was $30,000.
Okay, very good, yeah.
So that was definitely done. But my concern there was that the assessor used a 2012 advertisement from the MLS to document $250,000 worth of improvements.
Okay.
My argument was I have no idea where those came from. I'm sure there were some other things I don't know about, but that's not us.
And is that in their written material?
Yeah, they submitted it with their material.
It's the third page of her letter. She has that.
It's number C on page 3.
Yeah.
Page 4, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. But that goes to, in their comps, they're saying that our house has superior building and improvements to these other houses, which causes a significant raise in what the estimated value of our house is. See how that cuts across the board? And anyway, well, I just got cut off.
No, pretty
you're good.
They pretty much
okay,
of your comps.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know how to use this. I really don't.
Dan, I've got it on screen if you need it.
So my overall argument is, if this is moving based on market value, which is determined by sales of houses, I don't see how they got to my house, which is, we have a nice house. I'm not complaining about that. But it's generally smaller, same size lot, probably equal to most houses, is more valuable than any house, even the 4,000 or 5,000 square foot houses, and ours is 2,800 square foot. I don't understand that. The other thing I did see was that house that just sold, which is a perfect comp for our house, sold for $930. And another one sold for $892. And so the assessor was saying the value of that house on January 1, 2025. Well, the data they use is ancient history. And they're telling me that my data is not good.
They always do that. They tear down any comps that the appellant provides. That's pretty typical. I know, this is funny because the one they mentioned, B, says this sales home is much newer. And that was...
Which would make it... Yeah.
I know.
And the reason I use that is it's so close to my house. It's, you know, it's in a newer neighborhood, but it's a similar house, similar neighborhood. And it sold recently around the date of the reassessment. And there's no way my house has better upgrades than that house. It's got brand new kitchens. It's got brand new, you know what I'm saying? It's just... I don't, even if there were improvements to this house in 2010 and 2011, there's no doubt, but that's still 13, 14, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And so my wife chides me every day that the bathroom that was remodeled in 2010 or 2011 now needs a complete remodel because we can't clean the tile, we can't do this. The electric floors are broken. We had to discontinue the electricity of the 220 because it almost started a house on fire. And so I'm having a hard time with the value being so high. And you've already heard me. Yeah.
I don't have any other questions. I think you've done a good job of providing information.
Yeah, no further questions for me, unless you have something else you'd like to add.
No, because I think you have everything. I just did a general overview.
Good. Good. Well, thank you.
I think we got it.
Yep.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the October 21st, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 49 for property ID 110184154. The property is owned by Judy and Jiwon Zhu. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Jiwon here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2025. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
So I responded to assessor's assessment, so I don't know. Can I show you my response on the screen?
Sure. Mm-hmm. We have it
in front of us.
Okay, so you have it in front of you. So I have 3 points. One is I purchased this property in 2024. The purchase price was $413,000. And the assessor's valuation right now is $512,000. So that is about 12.4% increase. I don't believe anybody would believe the market in Vancouver, East Vancouver, would have a 12% increase for this 1 year. I have this website from realtor.com shows that actually the price, the median price for the 98,684 has decreased a little bit from November 2023 to November 2024. I can show you that graph.
Do you know what the county value was on it last year, by any chance?
I think last year was $413,000. That's the purchase price of my property last year.
I'm wondering what they had as the assessed value last year.
Yeah, that's the assessed value as well. Yeah.
$413,000, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was it $417,000? I think your application here, your petition, indicates your purchase price was $417,000 in December of 23. Is that correct?
Maybe 417. I am. Yeah.
This last year it was 472.
It was assessed at 472. Yeah.
Yeah.
But your purchase price was 417, and your proposed estimate of true value is still 417. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think there's been absolutely no appreciation?
No.
During that time.
I don't think there's any appreciation. Let me share this. I don't know if you can.
You're sharing it. We can see it.
Yeah, I can read what you have there.
Oh, you can see it.
Okay. Yes, thank you. We can.
Okay. Now, so that's the realtor.com for zip code 98684, right? So you say November 2023, So the median listing price is 515. The median home sold price is 455. That's November 2023. November 2024 is 499,950 for a median listing price, and a median home sold price is 490. Median. So there is no increase for the year of 2024. So I purchased this price in November 2023 for 417,000.
Okay.
So that's the first, my first argument why there shouldn't be any increase, especially increase by 12% to 512. Then my next argument is, comparable sales, the assessor chooses some property in my neighborhood, I choose some other property in my neighborhood. So those are the sale date and the price per square feet and the sold price. So the average of sold price per square feet is 254. Mm-hmm. And the square feet for my property is 15,420. If I use that, that's less than 400. So choosing comparable sales is very subjective. So he has his selection, I have my selection. So if he solely relies on comparable sales, I don't think that's a good argument, because that is very subjective. And the third argument is that he, in his assessment, he applied his 9%, a 10% increase. I really don't know whether he didn't provide any rationale for this 9% or 10% increase for those comparable sales. I don't know if you guys know, but I never heard of this, and he didn't provide any rationale. So I think that is just arbitrary and unreasonable. So that's my argument, three main argument. I think the fourth argument is a really strong argument. I purchased 417 a year ago. There's no increase in the market for last year, and really shouldn't have a 12% increase for 512. So that's my argument. I don't want to spend more time on this, belating on this. Any, if you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, I'll let you guys decide what your decision will be.
So your analysis is based on the Realtor.com data of 2.9%. year-over-year decrease. Is that correct, what you're saying?
Yeah.
And that's the data, only data you've used, or have you looked at other sources?
That's the only data I use, the realtor.com data. That's what I showed you here.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So once again, I'll just mention, if you're pulling your appeal form off the computer system, there's a sheet on there to a comparable sheet where you detail all the information on your property in the left-hand column, and then all the columns to the right are used for comparable sales, and you give all the details on the size, you know, how many floors, is there a basement, so on and so on. If you use that next year or whenever, if you ever appeal again, that's much more helpful to us in terms of having something to compare your home to. And it needs to be comparable sales within the time frame that we're looking at. You can't go back 3 or 5 years for sales. So just keep that in.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for that information. Next year I will be more detailed on this.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was asking, have you made any improvements or changes to the property since you purchased it?
I made some changes, minor changes, like update the floor, update the roof. Yeah.
So did you get the did you get the assessor's response to you?
I'm sorry, what's your question? Yeah.
Did you get the assessor's response?
No, I have not.
In response to my, or in furthering my previous question, you said you changed the roof. Did you do a re-roof on the property, total re-roof, or what was that involved?
Yeah, it's a total re-roof.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Any other improvements to the property during that period?
I swap out the floor. It used to be carpet. I changed it to a hardwood floor.
Hardwood, yeah, good. That sounds nice.
Yeah, I personally like hardwood floor than carpet.
Very good.
So that's, I think that's the only major changes. There are some minor changes, but that's the major big tick item changes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions.
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and hope you agree with me. And I'm sure you will make your objective decision.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye.